الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. We are discussing this ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in one bounty with unlimited bounties, and our ulama have beautifully categorized the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although it is unlimited, as Qadi Tayyab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has categorized it in two categories. One is the zahiri ni'mat, the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things we can see, we can feel, we can perceive, which is generally with regard to our matters of living, our dunya things. And because the zahiri ni'mat are the outward things, as we explained, this human being become a true human being, we should ponder. One is just the outward body, and the more important is the internal, the ruh, the soul. So similarly, the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this human body is made from sand. It's going to go back into sand. Allah ta'ala says, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. That you are made from sand and dust, and very soon you're going to go back into the dust. And so beautifully we have been taught that this lesson we should take in every rakat of our namaz. When we go into our sajda, and put our head down on the ground, then today we are making sajda on beautiful carpets, so we don't really realize it. But in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other countries we see they make sajda on the bare ground. So there it's easier to realize that when you put your head down, realize Allah made me from the dust, from the sand. And when you sit in between, وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, that you are sitting in between, which is called jalsa. That very short time you've got in this world, not to waste time, but to think of the ni'mat of Allah, how to use it, how to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala in this ayat mentions, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَارٌ. That insan, I made him my best creation, I gave him everything of the best, but he is the most ungrateful. He is that, the insan is that most oppressive person. In other words, oppression in reality is when a person disobeys the commands of Allah. That is the greatest oppression. We think about oppression the moment you say about zulam, oppression. We think of the rulers of today, what is happening, oppression in this country, that country. The main oppression, Allah says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي فَعَرَضْ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَا. Who can be a greater oppressor? مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي. Then that person who is reminded of the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then forget just listening. فَعَرَضْ عَنْهَا. We turn a blind eye, we turn a deaf ear. Like Allah Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to take heed of what is being taught to us. Myself, I'm talking of when we all should think of ourselves, that we ponder and think and make niyat while we are listening, and beg Allah to give us tawfiq to bring it in our lives. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, Fa'aradhanha, you listen and you turn a blind eye, a deaf ear, like throwing water on a dog's back, panasiya, and you forget about it. So that is Allah Ta'ala says, so to say, complaining about us. If you are the best and you still you don't realize. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, we have to realize in that small period of jalsa that we are sitting, that Allah has sent me here for this little while to ponder and realize that I've got the short time to enjoy the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and fulfill the objectives of my life. And you go into the next sajda, before you know you back into your qabr, Allah Ta'ala is going to make you from sand again. So exactly the same, Allah Ta'ala has the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala of two categories. One is the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has got to do with our body, all the ni'mat of the body. And generally, because of our short-sightedness, our eyes are mostly on these outward ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explained, the zahiri ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that Allah ta'ala has made it freely available for all and sundry. In other words, those people who are the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually it is specially for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it even for people who don't believe in Allah. Those people who say we don't believe in a God also, an atheist also. But Allah gives them so much ni'mat also. And when they really come in problems, Allah ta'ala says, ask them themselves. When they in a problem, they moving in a luxurious cruise, Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that the first ship that was manufactured, the Titanic, and they said it is unsinkable, and that ship had all types of entertainment and all types of music and haram entertainment, and people are going on that cruise, and they said this is an unsinkable ship. In other words, you are making da'wah with Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala, you are beyond Allah Ta'ala's kudrat aliyazu billah. And in its maiden voyage, that means in its first trip, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala explains, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ الشِّيبَةَ, that when you hear the tremor of the day of Qiyamah, then wildan, young boys, young girls in their beauty, in a split moment they look like old people. And that what happened in that, Allah forget the day of Qiyamah. It is mentioned in that maiden voyage of the Titanic. When it started, when Allah Ta'ala sent the storm, and it started shaking, and all those people involved in their dancing and entertainment, etc., then young girls became like old women in a moment's time. So we just want the entertainment, the outward enjoyments and pleasures, whereas realize that this is the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given these favors so that we use, appreciate, enjoy the favors of Allah, but appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So generally, we with our short-sightedness, we even measure our value according to our outward ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. That we measure my value. I am staying in this house, it's so valuable, so that's my value. Where I'm staying, I've got this kind car, that's my value. I've got this bank balance, that is my value. This kind clothes I'm wearing, that is my value. Whereas we learned and we understood, and our Hazrat has taught us, that what is not part of you, that doesn't make you valuable. What makes you valuable is what is part of you, which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the second category of bounties, which is the batini ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to understand a little bit more about the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that it opens my mind and all of us to realize and understand that this is a great favor of Allah. It doesn't mean that we're not allowed to have the best car, we're not allowed to have the best house, have the best. But as so beautifully Hazrat has taught us, you can have a million rand check or 10 million rand check right at your in your top pocket, close to your heart. But don't let the love of 1 cent be in your heart. As Mawlana Musa Sahib explained in the Jummah Bayan, that the heart is the place of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it should be filled only with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have the best of dunya, but don't think that because I've got the best, that gives me honor, that gives me respect, that gives me my value. Allah has made the best for the believers. As Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنْ رِزْقِ قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah Ta'ala made the best, and we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've got no inclination towards this dunya, but they go in the best cars. They sleep in the best, they have comfort in the best homes, in the best beds, but it doesn't affect them in the least. But Allahu Akbar. As one incident comes to mind, that we learned, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, once when he visited our country, and he was hosted by a person in Pretoria, very big luxurious house, and beautiful room with the 7-sheel carpet, and they made up the bed for Hazrat, everything. When Hazrat went in the room at night, then a cat was sleeping on the bed. Allahu Akbar. And husband spend the whole night on the carpet, on the floor. He passed his night, and very soon he's going to get up for tahajjud. And he got up for tahajjud. When they came, the host was surprised. Husband, you didn't sleep in the bed. The bed just doesn't look like it. A person slept there or anything. Says, no, there was a cat there. Say, Hazrat, you could say, how can I disturb the sleep of a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they got the best bed, the best room. Myself, I get overtaken. We just go to one, you just see one building and you get overtaken. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi taught us this beautiful wazifa, that it's human nature. As people like me, short-sighted, we see dunya, we get overtaken. How beautiful is this? So Hazrat says, read this wazifa, it won't affect your heart. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad. Ya Malik, Ya Kareem, Ya Mughni, Ya Samad. Ya Malik, O Allah, you my owner. I belong to you and the whole world belongs to you. And you are so kind, you have distributed according to your wisdom. And Ya Mughni, O Allah, you are the richest and you are independent. And so Allah, make me also independent of these things. What is good for me, grant me that and let me appreciate it. And Ya Samad, O Allah, you are totally independent of these things. So the outward boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very important to understand that we shouldn't ever measure our value with the outward boundaries. But sadly today we see our effort mostly, and our complaints also. That our complaints, that person has got a better house than me, that person has got a better car than me, etc. Whereas that doesn't in any way make you better than the next person, in any way whatsoever. In fact, you can have the best of everything. We see the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala mentions many incidents. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. What didn't Allah Ta'ala give Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman? What kingdoms Allah Ta'ala gave them? But when they did not appreciate, they were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah ta'ala says, فَقُلَّنْ أَخَذْنَا بِزَنْبِ. Allah gives you little, enjoy my ni'mat. But when you don't enjoy, when you go beyond the limit, like قوم Saba also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقْ. We gave them beautiful homes, we gave them nice gardens, and even for their journeys, cities were just close by. But they didn't appreciate, and they regarded their value according to the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zahiri ni'mat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we give you respite, till you realize, and if you don't use your brains which Allah has given us to understand and make the correct choice which Allah has made in tizam also, no person has got excuse that I didn't know that I mustn't make my value on that. Allah made so much intizam, Allahu Akbar. So many precious men of Allah Ta'ala came to the world, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. Then those who followed in their footsteps, then Allah Ta'ala sent how many kitabs, and finally the greatest, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qur'an Kareem, which is what us forever and ever, and will remain forever, which is to guide us all the time, to make us realize, as Allah says, Allah Ta'ala says so many places, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرًا. This is a kitab to take a lesson, to ponder and think. So anyway, when we don't realize this, then we are complaining all the time, and we are not realizing. When we are complaining, actually, we are complaining against where it comes from. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are complaining what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aliyazu billah, as if Allah ta'ala doesn't know how to distribute and to who to distribute. Allah ta'ala says very clearly, inna Allah ta'ala yafsutu rizqa liman yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah is the one who distributes his rizq, his sustenance, for whomsoever he desires, and Allah withholds to from whomsoever he desires. As Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, many a people, they like a lot of maybe wealth, they want big properties, but Allah withholds from them those things because Allah knows if I give it to them, he's going to fall into so much transgression, he'll lose his iman, everything. Allahu Akbar. So much so, Allah Ta'ala, which is the zahir, the batini ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala is so concerned of protecting that of ours, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to the most important internal ni'mat, iman, Allah says, وَلَوْلَا أَيَّكُونَ النَّاسُ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج لا يظهرون. If it was not that Allah is concerned of our iman, the kuffar, Allah would have given them so much of dunya, that beautiful outwardly, beautiful palaces, and Allahu Akbar, their roofs made of silver, and beautiful balconies going up, and Allah Ta'ala knows, because people, useless people like myself, raal tabke, that is our mouths water, see what that person got, see what this person got, and in a desire of that, like the people who saw Fir'aun, they said, Ya waylata, misla ma'utiya ma'utiya Qarun, the people of Qarun who followed him, they wish we could get like what Qarun got. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ. Allah has made the intizam, sit in the company of the Ahl al-Ilm, those who have recognized Allah, the ulama-i Rabbaniyin, they'll tell you, don't be short-sighted. What you are desiring for those things? Now in a split moment you desire, Allah gives you the best car. Many incidents we hear. Today we hear so many incidents people have said, this brother he desired, he must just get this dream car of his. He just bought the car and there his mort came. And so what? And same thing, Allahu Akbar. The king that Malakul Maut said, that Allah Ta'ala said, when you fell sad to take the roof, that he said, this king, I fell sad when he was a baby, that I Allah said, take the life of his mother. So I felt, what is this baby going to do? Then when that same king, not realizing Allah has nourished him, brought him up, gave him so much honor, so much respect, and with all the bounties of this world, so much so he made so much dawah that I will build my own jannah. And he built such a palace with all the luxuries you can think of. The moment he wanted to step into his door, Allah Ta'ala commanded Malakul Maut take his ruh at that time. So at that time he said, I felt sad. Allah Ta'ala said, that same king was that small baby. When we don't appreciate, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us respite. But when you sit in waylakum sawab, sawabullah, when you sit in the company of the Ahl al-Ilm, so Allah has made this Mubarak Majlis and all the gatherings of the ulama-i Rabbaniyin, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to open the eyes of our hearts. Otherwise, like myself, Allah says, don't be like the kuffar. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَوْمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. With the eyes of the head, you only see the outward beauty of this world, which in reality, it's no beauty. It's just a dhoka. The best building you see, just going to take out one tile and see how it looks. The best car you see, just going to take out the front mudguard or whatever and see how it looks. Take out the fender and now you don't want to drive it. It's your car. But you say, no, it don't look nice. So anyway, the usul Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us with regard to the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as far as dunya is concerned, all the time look at those that are less fortunate than you, then you will be all the time making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in our country particularly, in the places we are living, our homes are like palaces compared to the people that are living in the shanties, in the squatters, etc. So how much shukr we can make. And Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught so beautifully that one easy way to make shukr and appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whatever condition you see a person that is outwardly looks like in a pitiable condition, just think that it was you there. Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat didn't just say this, practically he demonstrated. One incident is mentioned with regard to Hazrat, that after Asr he used to have Majlis in Darlo, in Dioban, in Chatta Masjid. And people used to come, students used to come, ulama used to come, beautiful Majlis. So one student came and he asked Hazrat that, we know students' excuses, etc. Like in Haram Sharif also, sometimes you get those people who come to you, they'll sit next to you, then they'll tell you, I lost my passport, I lost this, that. So one student came and he said, Hazrat, I have to go home. Wherever he stays, Bihar, wherever, my mother is sick or my mother passed away, whatever, I don't have money, anything. Hazrat, Allahu Akbar. The friends of Allah, no inclination to dunya, but Allah gives them dunya at their feet. Hazrat just used to put his hand under his musalla and take out something. Hazrat used to give him. So Hazrat gave him. Then after 3-4 days, the same student came. And again, what the Somali excuse, Hazrat, I need the train fare, I have to go home, this problem, that problem. So again, Hazrat took out, put his hand under the musalla, gave him again something. After a few days, again, the same student came with similar, same excuse. And again, Hazrat gave him. Then the close associates, the murids of Hazrat, the Khalifas, they told Hazrat, you know this the student. Hazrat says, yes, I know him, I recognize him. He says, but Hazrat, he is a fraud. See the excuse he's making, he's coming with a similar excuse every time. Hazrat says, I know. He says, then they say, Hazrat, then why are you giving him? Hazrat says, every time he comes, I think that he could be sitting where I am sitting, and I could be him. So easy, and just if we just ponder and think, many times at the robot, we see people begging, if we don't want to give them, but we shouldn't be snubbing them. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. That never snub a beggar or anything. You don't want to give him nicely, tell him next time, or I don't have, and just think that I'm driving this car, alhamdulillah. Imagine that beggar, if I was standing there, what was my condition? So as far as the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, even if you have the best, you can be driving the latest model car, but when you just see somebody that is beyond you, then just think, Ya Allah, how much shukr, as our Dada Shaykh's beautiful words just ring in the ears all the time. Zuban bi kasi lugat mein dam nahi. That, oh Allah, the tongue also is deficient, where we know how to pray, to make shukr to you, Allah. Just on the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other category of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, internal bounties, those are far greater bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala grants us only to His special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the outward bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we see, what we perceive, what we are using in this world also, just think that what I am going to use, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said very, very clearly, you say, this is mine, that is mine. But what was yours is, what you ate is gone into the sewage, that's gone down the drain. And what you wore is gone already, its old clothes is gone. Your car either is gone to the scrapyard, whatever. What you have sent ahead to Akhirat, you spend in the path of Allah, that is yours. What you left behind is not yours. All in the early days, the family, your wealth, all used to go Qabristan. But family used to come back also. Even the wealth used to come back. Only what stayed, as we heard so beautifully in the Kitab, that the internal bounties, if you had Quran Sharif in your heart, and you made your connection with Quran Sharif, then see how Quran Sharif will come in between your coffin, and then what consolement, what happiness you'll have. So the outward bounties of Allah, we should use it. We shouldn't, a person can't and don't have this idea and concept also, that if a person is pious, he can't have the best car, he can't have the best house, etc. As we mentioned, actually it's for them Allah has made it. But we should understand and realize simplicity is the best. But when Allah gives you the best to use also, appreciate it, but never ever regard our value according to those things. The more important than that is what is called the batini bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The internal favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the outward favors, if you just ponder, the more you have, the more you have to worry of security, the more you have to worry of taking care of it, that Allah gave it to you. It's yours, you take care of it. You look after your own outward bounties, your car, etc. You worry now of security, alarm system, all this. So the more you have, the more you have to worry about it. And wherever you go, wherever you can't take it with. You're going on a small journey, 2 weeks you're going somewhere. Now you worried, oh, just the valuables are at home. That is at home. You worried all the time of that. Whereas the internal bounties of Allah, which come special from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah has kept in the special treasure, which is the reality of this human being, that ruh, that soul, that heart which we say. The heart, the ruh that has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the internal bounties, the batini, the hidden bounties of Allah also come directly onto the ruh. And that is what makes a person valuable. And that is the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to end off, to realize this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes qasam and teaches us that the first and most valuable internal bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest bounty, that more valuable than your own life also. To enjoy the bounties of Allah, you need existence, you need life. But more valuable than life is the internal bounty which Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and say, wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr. Allah is taking out of time. We're not going into the details, there's no time, time is up. But we should realize and ponder what stress Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi said, if just one surah was revealed and we just pondered over it, it was sufficient for our hidayat, for our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, whole of insan, mankind, you in total loss if you are just short-minded and just thinking of your outward bounties. Because the real bounty, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. If you haven't brought iman, you haven't recognized who gave me life, you haven't recognized who's my muhsine hakiki, who is that special, great, kind being who is favoring me every split moment, all the time. So the greatest bounty is the bounty of iman. Iman is so valuable, as we learned the incident in Surah Kahf, that Allah Ta'ala told Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, that young boy who's so handsome, rather wring his neck because of him, his parents will also lose their iman. And we know Allahu Akbar, great people like Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, many times how much they used to say, I wish my mother didn't give birth to me. Why? If iman is not intact in my heart, and I don't go with perfect iman from this world, then what is? So iman is a very special bounty which needs more detail, but we should ponder and think and really make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blesses us with outward bounties also. But more important, we should be crying and making effort and begging Allah ta'ala, as Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ وَسَعَى لَا سَعَيَا. If you want the internal bounties which are connected to akhirat, connected directly with Allah Rabbul Izzat, for that you have to make a little effort. But dunya, Allah says, whoever, man kan yuridu al-ajila ajalna lahu. Whoever wants the quick benefits of this world, will give liman nasha'u, liman nurid, who we desire and how much we desire. So that is designed by Allah. But to the internal bounties of the heart, etc., iman, and there's no end to increasing our iman. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize unlimited favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month to be begging and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and most important that Allah opens the eyes of our hearts in the company of this Mubarak Majlis, so the pious servants, our honorable Shaykh, and that Allah opens our heart, and when we go to Allah with any special internal bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which that really makes a person valuable. And the more you got that, the more you realize that I'm insignificant. And the more you realize you're insignificant in the eyes of Allah, the more greater you are. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding.